This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The ebook subscription service Oyster is calling it quits after just a couple years. Oyster offered unlimited access to about a million book titles for about $10 a month. Oyster says it'll make refunds to customers who want them. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has been looking into this, and she joins us now. Hello, Annie.
Hey there.
So how did Oyster work again?
It operates like Netflix. You can take a book out and keep it as long as you like, unlike with a library where you have a due date. But as with the library, you don't actually own the books you borrow. And most people who used Oyster apparently read the books on their mobile phones, which was a big goal for the company.
So why is it shutting down?
By many accounts, it's really difficult to get the right pricing model with an ebook service so that you can make customers happy and still afford to get the big titles readers want. Oyster costs the same as Amazon's Kindle Unlimited, 10 bucks a month, but the Amazon service has a wider range of popular and best-selling books.
All right. Now, we should say that almighty Amazon has had its own problems with its ebook service, right?
Yeah, they've had some pretty public wars with authors and publishers over how to price ebooks and how to split the revenue. But at this point, Amazon and a service called Scribd are the main subscription services that remain standing. Scribd costs about a buck a month less and has fewer titles than Amazon. But there is some speculation out there in the tech world that Google is snapping up Oyster's staff as the company unwinds and that it could launch its own ebook subscription service.
All right. Anything out there actually for free with books?
Of course, you have the library, but if you want ebooks and as many of them as you want, there's Project Gutenberg. It's collected tens of thousands of books whose copyrights have expired, which is why they're free.
Indeed. Marketplace's Annie Baxter, thank you.
You're welcome.